back on insulin. I put weight on, even though I tried desperately hard not to. And I'm convinced that if I could live that lifestyle, even now, I might be kidding myself, but I think I could actually kick the insulin again.
How often do you go to the clinic while you're on this study?
While I was on the study, it was roughly every two months. It varied a little bit, but it was every 2 months. And they look at your feet, and they gave me heart. They looked at your heart, monitored it, monitored your blood pressure and everything else, which is still a fight for me, even now. The last time I went to the clinic, it was. But that was every 2 months, and it really is encouragement, really, when you're on that. I've now gone back to the clinic every 6 months, and I've just been to my first one. And you're there for a little while, and yes, they give you some encouragement, because diabetes has to be treated by the person. There's no doubt about that. But now it's not the same as being on the proactive. It's quick. It's, well, for instance, they don't look at your feet. They might do the next time, I don't know. They did take my blood pressure, and I gave them a water sample, but that was with the nurse. And then when you go and see the I'll have to wait and see what the next ones are, but it's not quite as good, I have to say. As I say, some of that might be my problem, in that I don't seem to talk to them very well. I can't, and this goes back, I suppose, to upbringing, and a bit like my father. I don't readily talk about my illness. Really, this is the first time I've done that. I've kept it really to myself. Even like now, the last time I went to the clinic, and I know my blood sugars have gone up a little. But the problem is my injections at lunchtime. I've missed them out. And the reason being, I've tried to think, because